as if I cared. "Patrice! Patrice!" she'd call out from whatever corner she crawled out of. "My backpack won't stay on anymore now that I'm hunchbacked, and I can't get Johnny Gingerhead to carry my books for me anymore, and I'm not strong enough to do it myself." Or, "Patrice! Patrice, what do I do? My parents don't recognize me and won't even let me in the house." I just couldn't get rid of her. The comic book stories never mention how the supervillain, or even the superhero, has to deal with the aftermath of the lives they change, the obsessive fans they develop, or how to resist the temptation of overusing their superpowers. And the comic book stories never reveal how the super character has to deal day to day when still trapped in the hell of high school. Sometimes, it felt like everything was just going to burst. The bubble that was life at Lakewood High, my life as I knew it, and who knows what else. It was just another Tuesday morning when Becky Worthington, now known as Becky Brokeback among her former friends and fans, was the star of another public scene, as if she just couldn't get enough of her classmates' attention, even as their adoration turned to hate and mockery. She just hadn't quite grown into her new body, couldn't quite accept that her life would never be the same again. And I really just didn't give a crap. In fact, I was positively beaming inside, and it was nearly impossible to hide it. Maybe I was turning into a real supervillain. That Tuesday, I spotted Becky limping toward me at the end of the hall just as I closed my locker. She made a beeline for me as her left shoe drugged the tile floor, notifying the whole world of her presence with an excruciating squeak, like an animal with a bell on its collar. "Patrice! Patrice!" she screeched in her raspy voice, guaranteeing she had everyone's attention. I tried to duck into Mr. Sauter's class, but a group of kids were just standing there talking about a new video game they were all into, and I just couldn't squeeze through them quick enough. It wasn't until Becky was just 6 feet away that I noticed the snot running down her upper lip and her eyes welling up with tears to come. She looked like she was having another worst day of her life, and I freaking loved it. When she finally reached me, she dropped to her knees like a wounded creature, wrapped her arms around my lower leg, and actually pressed her profusely oozing nose against me. "Get off!" I yelled, loud enough for the whole school to hear. Everyone who wasn't already paying attention and watching the crazy thing coming at me like the wounded, possessed killer at the end of a horror movie, quickly turned their heads towards us and savored the theatrical scene playing out before them. I kicked at the cowering, bent body of Becky Worthington, with the leg she clung to within her claws, and she didn't budge. I was annoyed, but still savored that sweet sense of satisfaction. She was nothing like who she once was. All evidence of the school's ruling princess was long gone. In fact, even I was starting to forget what she once looked like, but not how cleverly cruel she once was to me. Seeing her cling to me like some pathetic waste of space at my feet was complete vindication for all those hours spent formulating the perfect revenge. In that moment, I felt better than Becky Worthington. She was nothing, and that made me something. Finally. "Get off me," I said in my new cold and calculated voice of authority over those who dared to offend me. All our classmates continued to stare. They all witnessed Becky groveling at my ankles. They all knew I was more than she was. At least, that's the way I saw it in that moment.
"Please, Patrice, you have to help me,"
she whined as her lips sputtered snot back out onto my favorite knee socks.
They...
"I don't care." Oh, how I meant it.
No, you have to help. I need you. I just can't. They're so horrible to me."
"Becky, if you don't get off me right now, I'm going to..." I wanted to threaten her,